Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All morning yesterday, we were talking about how the Mets are 4.5 games up. The Yankees are 4.5 games up. The Mets have this rich owner. They've got Juan Soto. They're winning games like they're supposed to. The Yankees have, you know, really pivoted since Juan Soto. They're playing great. And I was trying to think of the last time we had this type of feeling about these two baseball teams that have serious World Series aspirations. And it's not a farce. Like, you could make every case. If you placed a bet in Vegas right now about a Met-Yankee World Series, it's realistic. And it's kind of neat. And there's not many years if you go back. Maybe you want to say 2016 because the Mets came off the World Series. But when you think about all these years that we've watched baseball, we are in, I think, a great time going into what should be a blast of a summer.
Yeah, this is like a golden age. And I'm a transplant, right? I moved to New York 11 years ago. So I am not growing up in this rivalry. I'm not growing up in big brother, little brother. Like, I'm not growing up in it, but I definitely was able to kind of immerse myself over the last decade, understanding where rivalries lie. Who cares about what? If you live here, then you care about this team, right? And for both of these teams right now to be peaking in this way because of how they've been built, like, one, give Brian Cashman a ton of credit, right? He has been through the ringer and back again. So I give him a ton of credit of what he's been building and how he spent money in this offseason, even if Gerrit Cole went down. And then for the Mets to really turn a leaf. I think my favorite thing about Mets fans is the other shoe's always falling, right? You never are okay with what's happening. You're like, I know something bad is going to happen. And Steve Cohen, the owner, has done a marvelous job. The best job that he's done is hiring David Stearns. You hired one of the best minds, the best young minds in all of baseball to construct your team. It is a blank check, right? You get a blank check to sign whoever you want, and he hasn't even abused that, no. Right? He's been really smart. And so for both of these teams to be clicking right now, this is a huge deal for New York in general, but for baseball. When both these teams are good, it's good for baseball.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that over the years, Al and I do the 5 to 6 every day, and we have for years. And prior to that, it was a little shorter. But we've also done a podcast together for 10, 12 years now. And one of the things he's always talked about, and for a while I was, you know what, if you like baseball, you watch it anyway. But when you see it the other way, he's so right in that a packed stadium, when you put it on, feels different. When you go into a packed stadium to watch a game, it feels different. Now, I was always of the type that even in the lean years in 2012 and 2011, I was still watching. But there is something to turning on, whether it's SNY or YES, and seeing no one behind home plate. And we are right now, when you look at the attendance of these two teams, like, the Mets are averaging, they're averaging 39,000 per game in a 41,000 seat stadium. It's pretty cool. When you turn a game on, it feels like an event. The Yankees have been, think about this. The Yankees lost Juan Soto. Sure, they got Max Fried, but some of the other moves, people are like, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? Are they going to take a couple steps back? And not only has it worked so far, and there's a long way to go, but the fans have bought into where they've got 48, 49, 50,000 people that are, like, you are having almost between 40 and 50,000 people going to these games every single night. which is why you could make the case that these two teams could be on a collision course in October. Long way to go. I get it. But it just, there's a feeling about these two teams that I don't know other than in 2000 that I've had in, it's got to be 20 years. It has to be.
Well, there was a chance of a Subway Series last year. There was a glimmer. There was a glimmer. But, there were conversations.
But not at this point. So you're right.
Yeah.
When we got through, when the Mets got hot, there was that feeling of maybe.
Yeah.
I'm talking about as we sit here on June 9th. Last year, June 9th, people were still writing this Met team off as trash. They were garbage. And who are we selling off? And then of a sudden, things picked up. I guess my point is I'm sitting here. Summer hasn't begun yet. And you really have this feeling of two great teams.
What do you mean summer hasn't started? I've been sweating for weeks.
Summer sucks around
here. I've been
sweating
for weeks in New York City, especially under the subway. But let me say this too. The league, so I got my start at MLB.com. And so I was editing highlights. I was producing and editing game highlights. And the league was just starting to figure out that they needed to market their players. The NBA does the best at that, right? Sure. They're the best of the big four. The NFL does a really good job too. But the NBA, I think the Twitter following, the millions that they have, outdoes every other league, but baseball figured it out. And the reason that those stands are packed, not only because the product is really dang good, is because they know who these guys are.
True.
Right? Aaron Judge has a personality. You didn't know it, but now you know it. They go out and they get Jazz. Like, Jazz to me, like what he does and how he just injects that energy into this team, those guys feed off of that. I covered Anthony Volpe in high school. I've known Anthony Volpe and his family for a long time, right? Anthony Volpe has always been a quieter kid. Same with Bobby Witt Jr. They're cut from the same kind of cloth. They're superstars, but they don't really care if they're front-facing. Jazz brings that out, right? Jazz pulls that from his team. There's going to be other guys for that younger generation, but that's why, because Francisco Lindor, you're seeing his family, right? You're seeing his children. So you feel connected. When you feel like you know them and you know them as a person, you're going to want to go watch them and sit in that seat. And even if you don't really know everything about them, you're like, dang, I just saw that Instagram clip. Maybe they engaged with you. Maybe they liked your, I don't know. Like, but that is the difference right now. The league's done a really good job.
Yeah. And so now you bring it back to play on the field. And, you know, what Alonso's done so far is remarkable. You know, he's funny because last year we were talking, I mean, the entire summer was all about, are the Mets going to re-sign him? Are they not going to re-sign him? And then he goes and he has this terrible year. And you really felt like the weight of the world was on his shoulders. And now this year, here we are. It's June 10th. And he has got, whatever it is, 17, 18 home runs. He's leading the big, not the National League. He's leading Major League Baseball in RBIs. He's been a major run producer. And, you know, you sit there and wonder, is it the, you could make the case like the presence of Juan Soto would make him tighter from the standpoint of he feels like he has to perform because Soto's here. We also have the notion of Soto making all this money. He's on a one-year deal. Why wouldn't he be nervous and anxious again? And yet it has taken off in a completely different direction. Francisco Lindor, and then this goes to the way the team is built, I guess. Francisco Lindor breaks his toe. Most guys in Major League Baseball, no disrespect, but most guys take a month off.
Yeah.
And then they got to go to the minor leagues and get this guy takes a game and a half off, and he's like, put me back in the lineup. There's just a sense of this team that they're a bunch of gamers. Soto plays every day. Alonso plays every day, that you feel really good about the group. And, oh, by the way, they've got all this young talent coming up, which I don't know the last time we've said that. If you go back to, of course, the pitching, which sort of worked out with Harvey and DeGrom and Syndergaard, not as well as it could have. Wheeler should still be here, but that's a story for another time. It just seems like they are and both teams, and I'll talk about the Yankees in a second, but it just seems like they're a well-put-together group that seems to enjoy each other, and it is certainly panning out on the field.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm glad you brought up the toe. Let's talk about the toe for a second. I think this is always fascinating. I think back to Aaron Judge, right? When he hurt his toe. People don't realize, and I think like men in general, they're not thinking about their feet. Maybe, you know, women go get pedicures. Women are thinking about all of those things. Like, toes are important. Toes are more important than people realize to everything that you do with your equilibrium and your balance and your body. They literally control everything. So for Lindor to have a broken toe and to be gutting it out, which is probably what he's going to do for the rest of the season, it's not going to be fully healed. Like, I'm so glad you brought up the toes, because I think it is so funny to talk about with these guys. But the smallest toe is the biggest deal, and people need to recognize that. Lindor's my number one most important guy on the Mets. He ranks one for me. Pete is two, and Soto is three. And I think that without Soto, I still think Pete would be on this rampage, because he worked so hard in the offseason to fix his hips and to fix his swing and to feel like he can drive the ball more. Like, the numbers are astounding, right? You mentioned just like those ancillary stats, but if you think about, like, if you look at Baseball Savant, if you're a big baseball nerd, it's all red. Big nerd? Are you a nerd? You're a big baseball nerd. I know you are.
Yes, to a certain degree. I don't get too deep into this stuff. I'm more of the 80s and 90s baseball guy, where to me, batting average still actually matters. I love batting average. Right, but now a lot of people will tell you batting average doesn't matter. It's about OPS. Yeah. Sure, I'm into batting average, RBIs, and runs scored, because I think that's how you win games.
Yeah.
By hitting the ball and scoring runs. But if you want to get into Baseball Savant, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, I'll keep it really simple. So he hits the ball really dang hard. Mm-hmm. He's one of the best to do it, along with Aaron Judge, right? And he hits it really far. So those two things combined. So I kept it simple.
Is that barreled up balls?
Yeah, look at you. Barrels, because
Brandon Tierney in the midday is a baseball savant, if you will, and he loves the statistics.
Yeah.
To where I think even Eddie's pulled some of his diatribes on how well some guys have done with the numbers that yeah. will, and I understand what he's doing. It's kind of like when Juan Soto was struggling, and he has. He's batting like 245 or something, which is not what you're paying him $50 million for. But when you actually do look a little deeper, you see that he is hitting the ball on the screws. He's hit into a lot of bad luck, hitting it right at guys. So, yes, you can dig deep. Most of us want results, though, where you don't care about that stuff.
Were you stressed about Soto in the beginning?
No, because I will always point back to Lindor. Lindor was like awful his first year here, and the fans, I don't want to say they wanted him out, but I think the fans were annoyed that he came here, was given a 10-year contract, and struggled. And you got to remember too, especially since you didn't grow up here, you know, we had Robbie Alomar here. When Robbie Alomar was brought here, it was like the Mets got a Hall of Famer, and this is amazing. And that did not turn out to be the case. The Mets had Bobby Bonilla here. They're still paying him for a very lackluster career. Like, the Met fan has been beaten over the head by big Jason Bay. Yeah. Now, you would think Jason Bay, he performed in Boston. He can handle the big market. Jason Bay couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag here. It was really bad. So I think the Met fan has seen really good players come here to die.
Yeah.
And then when Lindor comes here and struggles the way he did, and then to turn it around. So I think that gives you some peace of mind that Soto's here, he's going to be here. And I also hearken back to his year in San Diego. Not great, but what did he do with the Yankees? So it's in there. It's just a matter of kind of finding it. And you're starting to see it, I think, you know, game by game. He's really starting to be more of a producer at the plate than he was early on.
I'll be honest. I think the body language has been pretty bad. Like, the first couple of months with this new team and with his new home, the body language has been bad. And I think it's been widely documented. Sure. Right? You can see it. And that's unfortunate, because he's 26 years old. And that's the argument that I'll continue to make, is that when you're 26 years old and you've played on four teams in 4 years, and your family is helping drive decisions, big decisions in your life that you make, I think it's really hard to feel settled, and it's hard to feel like you can contribute right away, even if you've really done it all in your career, right? He's won a World Series. He's done almost everything that you can do. Maybe the MVP is still on his list, but I think that it's going to take him a second to settle in. The shuffle, to me, was the most important thing. I know Sal's talked about that, too. Like, if you are a fan of the game and you notice, like, imagine this. Like, you're doing the same thing every day. Your muscle memory. Every time you get nervous, whatever your tick is, or every time you feel confident and you do a little fist bump or whatever it is, your body knows to do that. For him to just shut the shuffle off is insane to me, because it's muscle memory, and he wasn't locked in, or he wasn't feeling it, or there's something that was off with him. And now that he's doing it again, like, I do think the tides have turned, but the body language was definitely off. And I didn't like that. Like, when you're not playing well or you're having a bad day, you got to show up. You got to put your face on, right? That's what we always talk about. Put your face on and get ready to go. And so it's a Derek Jeter. You don't know if I'm having a good or bad day. You knew when Juan Soto was having a bad day. And he's 26. So I try to give him the benefit of the doubt, but he's been there and done that. He's been in the league for what, seven, eight years? Like, he's been here
19.
For, yeah, he's
18,
been here for 19. A long time. So I didn't like seeing that. I thought that was kind of lame, because you're in New York and you're with a really good team that has postseason aspirations. You got to kind of, you got to strap up, buddy, and you know, wear it and get on.
That's why in L.A., when he was doing the bottle flip, that was such a big deal. Like, look, he's having fun with his teammates. Yeah. He actually does like them, which I thought he didn't. It's funny, though, with him, because you talk about the big moment, and I do believe, I heard McMonagle say something driving in, and he's so right about it, good or bad. If he goes through the regular season, and let's say he winds up batting 260, he hits 24 home runs, drives in 80 runs. It's very so-so, especially for what he's being paid. And then you get into October. And all of a sudden, you get an October like he gave the Yankees last year. You think any Met fan is going to remember that he struggled in April and May and June?
Absolutely not.
Not a
chance. Absolutely not. Yeah.
Because look at Alonso. I mean, Alonso is basically back because, A, the fans wanted him, and they made that very clear at that event at Citi Field.
Yes, they did.
But what did he do in October in Milwaukee against Philadelphia? Like, he had a really good October, and it was kind of like, you know what? You might have struggled, but, boy, you showed up in the biggest moments.
And it's the same with Lindor, right? His defense has been a little off this year, but his offense has risen to the occasion. By the way, that guy better be an all-star, or our league is flipped upside down. It's time to make him an all-star, right? He absolutely deserves it. But there's been some oddities to the defense, which is very off-brand for him. And because the bat has been so good, and he's really found his stride in that leadoff spot, you're kind of like, all right, like, I can see past it. I hope that it gets figured out, because that won't fly in the postseason. But you kind of look past it when the bats come up in big moments.
I think you're right. But I also think the fact that his wife was having the baby, that he is so sure-handed there that I really do think that's kind of behind him now.
Yeah.
That the Alonso thing, tossing the first base, I'm not so sure about. And the throw home, could get in his head, I suppose.
Well, he's not being paid to be a Gold Glove defender.
Well, no, but, you know, for the first several years of his career, everyone labeled him as like this bad first baseman. And, you know, I would watch, and he was getting better and better. And, you know, last year, I really thought he turned himself into one of the better first basemen. And even this year, he's made some great plays, but God, he's made some bad throws.
You know what? The throws aside, I will say, so because the shift is gone now, he's playing more of a second base role. If you really look at how the field is laid out, like, he's playing a little closer to the second base bag. He's covering more ground. That's why he's making those diving plays. And that, to me, has stood out. Like, he is going all out for this team. Like, he wears his heart on his sleeve, and this guy wants it bad. Like, who knows if he'll be back? This might be it, right?
It might be.
He has an opt-out after this year. He might not be back. He might say, you know what? I want to get paid. You guys really didn't give me what I was looking for, and I'm going to go and get paid. Somebody would probably pay him after this year.
Well, if he goes 50 and 140, someone's paying him.
Someone's going to pay him.
There's no question about it.
For sure. But that part of his game has definitely improved. But this is, like, when I go to the clubhouse, when I see him on the field pregame, like, he looks chill. Like, he looks like he is, like, I got this.
Were you there last year? Like, did you see him last year when he was struggling?
Yeah, but
look different?
Maybe a little, but not a ton. He definitely is not going to show you or change his tone or anything, but you can see there's a little glimmer in his eyes this year. It does look different.
It's working.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.